This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission extends voter registration deadline by 5 days, opens party registration for upcoming elections. Gen Z groups submit 11-point proposal to Prime Minister Sushila Karki calling for youth participation and constitutional reforms. Hong Kong abolishes transit visa requirement for Nepali passport holders. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's alliance secures landslide victory in Bihar Assembly elections. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission has extended the deadline for voter registration by 5 days, citing growing public enthusiasm and heavy demand, especially for online registration now made easier through the use of National Identity Card details. The original deadline had been set for November 30. The decision follows a request from Prime Minister Sushila Karki, who had urged the Commission to allow more time for citizens to enroll in the voter village. In the voter list. Meanwhile, the Commission has also opened party registration for the upcoming House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. According to a notice issued, political parties can register for the House of Representatives election from November 17 to 26 and for the National Assembly election from November 17 to 23. A government review meeting on the implementation of this year's policies, programs and budget action plan was held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. During the meeting, Prime Minister Sushila Karki instructed officials to accelerate the work, noting that the progress achieved so far has been unsatisfactory. The Prime Minister stressed that administrative practices must adapt to recent political changes and the expectations of the new generation. She also underscored the responsibility of all state bodies to play an active role in ensuring that upcoming elections are conducted in a free, fair and fearless manner. Meanwhile, a coalition of youth groups, including the Gen Z Movement Alliance and the Council of Gen Z, 7 provincial coordinators and the Gen Z Front, has submitted an 11-point proposal to Prime Minister Sushila Karki. The document titled Proposed Agreement for the People's Movement led by Gen Z was presented to the Prime Minister yesterday evening. The key demand calls for a nationwide public debate on possible constitutional reforms, including the adoption of a directly elected executive president or a revised republican system. The proposal also suggests setting the age range for elected representatives at all levels of government between 21 and 70 years and limiting the term of the top executive leaders. Furthermore, the groups are urging the next government to ensure meaningful participation of Gen Z and citizens under the age of 25 in governance and decision-making processes. Similarly, on a different incident, speaking at Singhadarbar yesterday after receiving the annual report of the Youth Council, the Prime Minister stressed that the state must address the youth concerns in a timely and constructive manner to prevent frustration from turning into deviation or unrest. The report was submitted by Minister for Youth and Sports Bablu Gupta, who also chairs the Youth Council. Nepal's recently updated youth policy defines citizens aged 18 to 35 as youths, a group that encompasses 12.4 million people, or about 30% of the national population. Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Gautam has unveiled an urgent health sector reform action plan aimed at accelerating service delivery within the ministry over the next 1 to 2 months. According to Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Burathoki, the plan focuses on improving governance, strengthening essential health services, and addressing the emerging needs across this country. Meanwhile, the government has categorized individuals injured during the Gen Z protest into 4 groups based on the severity of their injuries. According to Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Burathoki, a technical committee has classified the injured as highly serious, serious, medium and minor. The 10-member committee led by Dr. Saroj Sharma, head of the Department of Quality Measurement and Regulation, was tasked with conducting the assessment. A total of 2,572 people were injured in the protest and 11 of them are still receiving treatment in hospitals. The Ministry of Finance has established a dedicated focal unit to improve coordination with foreign investors and international development finance institutions. The unit has been placed under Ministry's International Economic Relations Division. According to Finance Ministry spokesperson Tonka Prasad Pandey, the new unit will facilitate foreign investors on matters related to banking, revenue and other finance-linked issues. It will also work closely with relevant ministries and agencies to strengthen cooperation on foreign investment. The government expects the unit to help improve obstacles affecting incoming investment and to support more timely and efficient service delivery for international investors. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has called on officials at the Nepali Embassy in South Korea to act as guardians of Nepali citizens living and working there. During a visit to the embassy in Seoul, Minister Kharel urged embassy staff to play a more effective role in safeguarding the rights and welfare of Nepalese and in helping address the challenges they face. Minister Kharel also requested Ambassador Dr. Shivamaya Tumbahampe to work towards strengthening Nepal-Korea relations and creating an environment conducive to attracting foreign investment into Nepal. Minister Kharel is currently leading a Nepali delegation to the 11th Global ICT Leadership Forum in Seoul, having departed Nepal on November 11. The National Building Code has officially come into effect following its publication in the Government Gazette on 13th November. According to the Ministry of Urban Development, the updated code will guide not only general building construction but also the development of underground structures including dams, powerhouses and tunnels for hydropower projects. The ministry has called on local authorities, engineers and the public to strictly follow the new standards, emphasizing that compliance is essential for ensuring safety, quality and resilience in construction across the country. The Hong Kong government has abolished the transit visa requirement for Nepali passport holders traveling through Hong Kong International Airport. The rule, which had been in place since June 2005, required Nepalese to obtain a transit visa even if they remained in the airport's transit area. The Consulate General of Nepal in Hong Kong said the change, effective from today, follows continuous diplomatic efforts and is expected to make travel easier for Nepalese transiting through Hong Kong. The consulate also welcomed the move as a positive step in strengthening Nepal-Hong Kong relations. British Ambassador to Nepal Rob Fenn paid a courtesy visit to Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial at Singhadarbar yesterday. According to the Home Minister's Secretariat, the two officials discussed Nepal's recent political developments. Minister Arial said the government is working to stabilize the transitional situation following the Gen Z movement. Ambassador Fenn assured that the United Kingdom will provide necessary support for the House of Representatives elections and expressed confidence that friendly relations between Nepal and the UK will continue to strengthen in the future. Now, on to an international news update. Supporters of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, are celebrating a landslide victory in the northern state of Bihar. Modi's alliance won 202 of the 243 assembly seats, marking a record win in the state. Modi described the result as a victory not just for his alliance but for democracy itself. The election held on November 6 and 11 recorded a turnout of 66.91%, the highest in Bihar since its first polls in 1951. Female voter participation also reached a historic high of 71.6%. The main opposition coalition led by the Congress Party and Rashtriya Janata Dal failed to secure a majority. The polls were conducted following a controversial revision of voter lists, which the opposition claimed could exclude genuine voters, allegations denied by both the BJP and the Election Commission. Analysts say welfare schemes targeting women may have influenced voting patterns. Bihar, India's youngest and one of its poorest states, has over 74 million voters and is seen as a precursor to key state elections next year in West Bengal, Kerala and Tamil Nadu, where the BJP seeks to expand its influence. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has expected the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division has also stated that currently there is no major weather system affecting the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission extends voter registration deadline by 5 days, opens party registration for upcoming elections. Gen Z groups submit 11-point proposal to Prime Minister Sushila Karki calling for youth participation and constitutional reforms. Hong Kong abolishes transit visa requirement for Nepali passport holders, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's alliance secures landslide victory in Bihar Assembly elections. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.